This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, we're going to play you some audio. This was from a couple of weeks ago. We had this guy, Ryan, on the show, and he shared something with us that was kind of interesting to us. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, so basically, whenever I was driving, or my mom was driving me to kindergarten in the morning, she would always put on 104.1, and you guys were always on because we started around, like, 9. So I would hear you guys, like, all the time. I recently just came back and started listening, like, this year. Like, I took a year break. I don't know why. But I was surprised, honestly, that you guys were still doing, like, Campy Kennedy and all that stuff. Because, like, I remember you guys doing it back all the way, you know, when I was in kindergarten. It was actually really cool to actually be on it today. I really enjoyed that. And I definitely thank you guys for giving me that chance.
It's adorable.
I love that.
Absolutely adorable.
I love that. But it is interesting, you know, when you listen to your favorite show, and I know this happened with me when I was younger, like I changed jobs. I used to have a longer commute, and the show that I used to spend a lot of time listening to, then it was like half the time. And then all of a sudden I stopped listening, and then I found them again like a year later, and I went back to listening.
And you were like, oh, I really like them.
Yeah. There was a reason I used to listen to them all the time, because it was a lot of fun. 617-931-1234. You can call or text if you want to share, you know, why you left the show and why you came back. It could be, I don't know, you had a baby, or you left the state for a job, or, you know, you fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Or
boss switched your shift.
Or Carson said something really dumb.
That would be a good one.
It's okay to make it awkward. We're all family here.
Yep.
If it's something that happened on the show that you were like, nope, I can't believe you did that, I'm out. Again, 617-931-1234. We have Stephanie from Raymond, New Hampshire, and she took a break from the show. Is that right? What happened?
Yes, I did.
For how long?
Probably a good 6 months.
So what happened? Why did you leave?
I honestly took a break in support of those girls that went through that lengthy when you were trying to replace Annie, and then neither of them ended up getting the job. I really just kind of, I was just so disgusted with the situation. It was really just to support them.
Girl, I would have taken time off too if I could have. That was the hardest thing Carson and I have ever done.
Yeah.
I've never cried so hard, and I cry a lot. It was awful. I agree with you.
It was rough.
I applaud you for taking a stand for these young women. It means a lot, but I'm glad you're back.
Stephanie, I had to call the three women and tell each of them the whole story. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And I know it sounds dramatic. It's like it was just a job. But these women had invested.
It was dramatic.
We had invested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a lot.
We were already attached to a couple of that. I can only imagine.
Yes. Yeah, we were attached
too.
You should have seen the look on mine and Kennedy's faces when we got called into the meeting with the boss. We had to go into like the big boss's office where he's got couches. And, you know, they try and make it more casual by having you sit on the couch.
Like they're not giving you damaging news.
Right.
Yeah. I just got real quiet.
Yeah.
What brought you back to listening?
My rides to work were not the same. And I just really, I knew I had to get over it. And I felt like I was punishing you guys when I know it was just as hard for you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we understand. And again, you know, applaud you for standing up for what you think is right. And I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks, Stephanie. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
I've done this with restaurants before, where I got mad at my favorite pizza spot, and I just quit going there for about a year and a half. Then one day I was like, I really want their pizza. All right, Kennedy, we have Ryan from Wilmington who left the show. How long did you leave the show for?
I'd say probably a couple years, but I was commuting on my own versus with my husband.
Hold on. Explain what happened.
And it was, so I am, for the longest time, both my husband and I worked in Boston, and I had parking at work, so I would drop him off on the at the train, and I would continue on to my office and park. So we would listen all the way in. And then he moved offices, and I was the one that started commuting via train. And it was back when there was really bad reception on the T, so you couldn't really listen to an app or anything like that. So I was into my iPod and, you know, audiobooks and things like
I'm just laughing. That's how long we've been on the air, Kennedy. People listen to iPods instead of us.
I pulled up my Zune.
Oh, I miss
my I was the kid that, I say kid because he was talking about listening in kindergarten.
I know, right?
It's
wild.
I was post-college when you guys came to Boston. So wow. I'm more of your contemporary than his, we'll say.
That's but, right.
Well, we're glad you're
then
here.
I went back to... Yes, I now commute by myself, so I get to listen to whatever I want.
Are we better or worse than your iPod? Be honest.
I mean, I don't know. Was Chingy on
it
that
depends.
Thing?
It depends. Is it Friday and is Carson doing a mix?
Hey!
Or am I listening to my own mix?
Got him!
She gets the show.
Shots fired, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Ryan. 617-931-1234. The question is, did you used to listen to the show, and then you left for a long time, and you came back? Why did you leave? Was it something we said, something we did, or just something that happened to you in life that shifted everything that you thought you knew about your daily routine?
Damn kids.
617-931-1234. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.